we've increased in our foreclosures to 2,931 in Hamilton County. And that's up from our decade ago number, foreclosure number was, which was 1,372. So we're up significantly. We are a little down from the peak periods of 2008 to 2010, but we really have seen and we continue to see an increase in foreclosures. We think last year's was a dip because many of the larger institutions were waiting to see what their settlement with the attorney generals of the United States would be and the regulators.
Now, in what parts of our area are we seeing the most foreclosures, and how has it changed over the years?
When we first started our study in 2002, we had, of the 1,300, we had 1,000 of them within the city of Cincinnati. This year, 68% of those were in Hamilton County of our foreclosures, of our 2,931 foreclosures. So there's a huge, you know, there was a huge change. Now, the city is still the largest entity, but of course it's also the largest number of foreclosures because of that. But all of Hamilton County has certainly moved out to the counties, and it's moved out across the county. It's still in Green Township, in Coleraine Township, in Springfield Township, in Forest Park. Those are still communities that have been hit from the beginning and continue to be hit. Delhi Township has a good number in this year's and has, starting a few years ago, there are new ones. And then within the city, we're looking at West and East Price Hill, Westwood, College Hill, Bond Hill, and Northside, South Cumminsville.
And which are the top lending institutions that have the most foreclosures in our area? Say, I guess it's Cincinnati and Hamilton County.
What we consistently see is Bank of America, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, City Financial, and then, you know, you come down to adding Fifth Third, Deutsche Bank, of course, the German bank, Fifth Third, PNC, are the two local, more local banks. But J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America clearly are the largest numbers this year.
Sister Barbara Bush says if you're facing foreclosure, the first thing you should do is talk to your lender. She says the second thing is to contact a HUD-certified housing counseling agency. Bush is executive director of one of those agencies, Working in Neighborhoods. I'm Steve Hirschberg.